ngipha noma ngibathi kinde belapha kwintinga ndawo ukuyi NGO called intinga ndawo ndapha ikokhela uheritage ha
heritage okay nandi November Shosha who is also a man who is a congregant in this Christ-Kamuk Methodist Church.
Okay.
I'm a full member of the church and a full member of the Women's Manual.
Okay. Nice meeting you. Nice meeting.
Like ending Mungu. No more on the better. Since in doing it,
we are the same.
Also, a full member and a member of, is it women's ministry or women's committee?
Women's Manyano.
What does Manyano mean?
Women's Manyano is a unit of the Methodist. It only comprises of women. And women of who conduct their own. They who have their own services.
Okay.
If I can go back a little bit, it was formed long ago in 1918. I'm not sure when was it formed, and it started in the Transkei in Klagbar, and then it spread, and then until this era in which we are as a Methodist. If we knew before that we are going to have, we would have brought in some archives and some information. But all the same, it doesn't matter. What you are saying is that now, how you are researching about the music, the Methodist music.
Yes.
Asibuyelemva. And Tabitha is that John Wesley Charles Wesley are the founders of this Methodist Church. And then these two men, they were active in their church and they were ministers of religion and they belong to Anglican. And they died being Anglican, but they started to form Methodists because they felt that Anglican or whatever they called it is in club in a dull music in a but they started to have this. And most of what they were doing, they revived. They have written many hymns for the church. That is the Western music. But when they started to migrate to Africa and then South Africa, there were people now who wrote translated the hymns to the African beat. So formally our music when it became African they used that rhythm. They used that rhythm. But as the time went on, there were many things that were added. Things like bells, things like
that was not previously
drums.
There. That was not previously there. Okay.
And then, as you see, when we are singing Tina, Africans, we don't stand. When they sing Bona with the Western culture, they would say, lead kindly love. Tina said,
we move.
And then they will say, guide me, oh, the God. with all that voice. Tina. With a rhythm and with a sound that will call even touch even the outsider.
Yes.
With the rhythm that will even touch a person who is away from the grace of God.
Yeah.
And then they come.
I understand.
So that is how it relates. There are hymns. Then when now has it interrupted?
No, don't worry about it. We're just having a conversation. It's fine.
Then they started to our music has got the traditional Xhosa music has got that calling
that
even attract. Yeah. The one who is away, even if you go to sometimes to a shebeen, you'll find them singing. Some they will be singing our hymns because our hymns start at home. We do prayer, we gather at our homes and pray. So they start singing. If they don't come to church, they know these hymns and they will correlate with the music. I think what is that's about the it is the how it relate. I don't know how much you want about it. And then then we've got different we've got the formal music, which we call the choral.
Yes.
Which we call the choral the other time you came here.
Yes. And they were singing Tonics Alpha.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's, we call it that formal. But as you can hear there,
it's unison.
It's not unison. Everybody is there.
Okay.
But now it's that music that is reviving. Our music is mostly reviving. Makes you feel what you are doing.
Wow. I understand better now what you're saying and how Africans made the Methodist hymns their own thing. Is that what you were saying? They by adding the rhythm, by their dancing, by adding the movement, they've almost revived the Dal hymns and made it more known thing. Yeah. Now, I just want to ask about that aspect of the music where Africans have made it their own thing. How did the traditional elements did the traditional elements influence the English hymns, or did the English hymns influence the traditional rhythm and beats?
Sometimes you'll find that the traditional will influence the English music.
Yes.
Why I say so? I will also make this example of Guy Miller, the Great Redeemer.
Yes.
That is the hymn. When we sing that, if you have got a drum, it will have that vibe.
Yes.
Even if you sing it in the sitting, we say in but in English you say, sometimes it becomes mutual. There is another one that specific to the women's manyan. Humble the fast. All your traditions, soldiers, machines. I don't know in English how they say it, but when I was a student in St. Matthew's under the Indians, we didn't have much. We didn't have much with it. So in other words, if it is an English hymn, it has got very little, but with us, if we are singing it, we have that vibe of having a beat. And the difference with them is that, with the English hymns, is that they will be using a piano or an organ. But with us,
we just the voice?
The voice
and the drum.
The beat and the drum.
Wow. Let's talk about the culture, if that's okay. How do you identify yourself? First, as a Methodist, churchgoer, or as a Xhosa woman? Because I'm just trying to understand the I've been to a couple of ceremonies, traditional ceremonies, and I realized that they would have a priest and they pray before the ceremony, but there's also a traditional healer there, and it's all for the ancestors, that whole ceremony. So how do you yes,
if that is done, it depends what type of a home they have.
Okay.
Is it a home where we follow the Christian, is it a Christian home? If it is a Christian home, you will find that we start with it. We will start
with a prayer.
And then when we do our traditional things, so it means we relate what we relate our Christian Christian belief with our a traditional or an ancestral beliefs, because at the same time we have got that feeling that there are ancestors.
Yes.
Even with Jesus, there were ancestors like Moses, like Elisha, like Elijah, with Jesus, and then those were the ancestors like Adam and others. And that my great grandfather would be an ancestor to me.
Yes.
That's how it works.
So it's not viewed as any clash to have a Christian and traditional sort of songs, even or beliefs operate together.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Although I wouldn't be, I'm not very, but to. With my home, with her home, with the Abamanyamakai, it's viewed strongly that whenever, whatever we do, we start by inviting the Holy Lord Almighty.
Okay. Wow. That's very interesting. That's very, very interesting. I noticed in the service that there'll be a little bit of talking and then a song, and then a little bit of talking and then a song. Has it always been that way?
Yes.
Where you just like singing so much in the service?
I think Methodism has been based on music, singing.
Yeah.
And although there are other principles that have been based on a principle of prayer, a principle of giving, because John Wesley was very concerned about the poor, the prisoners, and others. He was visiting prisons, was giving to the poor, all those things, which is not different from what Jesus was doing. I don't know how much you know.
Yes. No, I'll say I'm a Christian myself. So I'm not too far away from what you're talking about. Yeah.
So it in a principle, it principles. But you would see when we have got what we call a revival, or when we are having those festivals, the Christian festivals like Easter, like you would see really that the music is taking an upper hand.
Sure. No, I understand. Tabi, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions, but what I want to know is, afemanyana ndibona vanya kuko mama vanxibe different kuni
iwhite
vanxibe into ezimhlophe ngaba nabo mhlawumbi ngabalo
ngabalabakhona ngoku apha
banxibe ibhatyi emhlophe neqhosha neqhiya emnyama.
We are the same, but maybe when you see her dressed like that, it's because she has been away from, maybe has not been meeting with us for
3 weeks,
three or four weeks. Maybe she was away in Cape Town. Maybe she was sick at home. So there is a principle or a policy that says if you have been away from the you have not been coming weekly to the service, the sermons, the service that you are holding, then it is a policy that at least you collect yourself first. It's not that it's different. It's only that it's the same. It's only that she was away. She knows why she was sick and all those things. It's not a punishment. It's only not what. It's only that a policy.
Okay. I have one last question. The story of Ntikana. Yes, you spoke of John Wesley and the founding fathers of Methodism. I've been reading a little bit about Ntikana. Yeah, and how he interacted with the missionaries that did come to South Africa from England or Britain. How do you know the story very well?
Yes, I do know the story.
What do you think of Ntikana's influence making Methodism an African thing, you know, its own, making African people take ownership of those principles? Yeah.
You remember that Ntsikana was one of the traditional dancers.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes, that he danced and he liked ropes.
He was a traditional dancer. was one of the people who were very strong in African culture.
So he was influential.
He was very influential in African culture. But at a later stage, when the word of God, how, I don't know, I don't have much story about it. When the word of God came to him, and when there was something that he could see that other people could not see, when he saw that big ox, it was not a usual scene. It was a different scene. And whenever he wanted, on that morning, whenever he wanted to dance, he could not. And then he felt that, hey, I need to pray. It is said in the story, I need to pray. Why? It is because he was caught by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then thereafter he was having the attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was a leader of that crowd,
mm-hmm.
people felt that something is gone to our leader.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was influential now in making people to converting people to Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And then it continued.
Mm-hmm.
It continued.
Mm-hmm.
Although the traditional part of it didn't fall off,
mm-hmm.
but now he followed the other,
mm-hmm.
the other, and then he has got this song that he wrote.
Yes, number 20.
Number 20. Yes, he has got this song that he wrote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you identify with the hymn, with that particular hymn, or do you sing it? Sometimes
yes. we do sing it. Although very few people, the younger generations,
mm-hmm.
do not correlate. But you will find in other places, even with us, mm-hmm. when we sing, Unothixo Unkulu, Nkosi Zulu, all what she's saying here mm-hmm. is praising mm-hmm. God. Is a shield of truth. Is a what do you call the naba?
Naba is a sword.
A fort. Is a fort of truth. Oh. A fort of truth. The forest of truth, and is in glory. When you sing it,
mm.
when you sing it, it is all the praises.
Mm-hmm.
About God. I think so.
Would you consider him a founding father of Christianity in South Africa, in Zikana?
Yes.
As his influence? And
yes, I would.
What he played?
Although I don't have much history about it. But I think he was one of the founders of Christianity,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Mm.
Mm.
Alright, well, that's it from me.
And when he sings this hymn,
yes.
he goes down from the days of the Old Testament, and then comes to the New Testament,
mm.
where he says, you are the one with feet with wounds,
mm.
the hands with wounds, and then he say. And your blood spilled, and then he did his money. He said,
"As the root of evil."
Is the root of evil, even okay. in this hell.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yes.
Mm. And that hymn book. All Methodists have,
mm.
and even, correct me if I'm wrong, even other denominations.
Other denominations and also other tribes like the Sotho, they mm. use the same hymn, but mm. it will be translated into him.
Into Tswana,
Sotho, Zulu.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. I'll be around on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm keen to see everybody, the women and the men and the young people singing. So thank you so much once again for your time
mm-hmm.
and for giving me more information about Methodism and music and how it relates to traditional
mm-hmm.
culture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure. No temple.
All of the recordings as part of the Heritage Project
mm.
will be archived.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's what will be used.
Mm.
What will the what the footage will be used for?
Is this we go to the archives of Roots?
They want to establish a local archive here in Case Hall. We've this project, I think, since 2012. For now, it is housed at Rhodes, but once the local archive is established through Dinga Ntawakandoda, it will be moved here. So local people will have access to it and will be able to gain more understanding of who they are and, you know, their own identity.
So when the project of Dinga Ntawakandoda is stationed where? On the Heritage Day.
Presbyterian Church of Africa.
But the EPCA is more traditional. EPCA is more traditional. Even their music.
How long have you been a Methodist?
From birth.
Wow.
At times.
Everything.
Everything.
Sure.
I've been Methodist.
Why do you ask?
No, I'm just asking. You seem very rooted in it.
When you asked them, Mhlambi, maybe the other one was a PCA by birth and then married to. Methodist. The other one may be Anglican, but married or decided to live Anglican to Methodist. Just as much as you do get people migrating to other churches because of these reasons that I have. But I like Methodist. But I also correlate with other churches a lot because maybe it's because Malta Road, I've met people. I like PCA because it was founded by Africans, Zimba, broke away from the Scotland church. Because PCA broke away from the spotlight. Did you know that?
Yes.
So church is so important here for a lot of people in Case Catholic or Tosas in general, that church is so much a part of their identity.
Yes, but there are people who don't go to church. Some, there are people who belong to Inkolo Kanto. Or if you know about the they belong to the traditional church. I don't know.
So they don't identify as Christians at all?
No. They don't identify as Christians at all.
My goodness.
What do you mean? I'm only 45. 71.
My goodness. My goodness.
You keep going as well.
To get it up.
Thanks again so much for your time.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see each other on Sunday.
Well, the head of the women's management, I think she's also coming.
So we still have one more interview. Okay.
No, we'll be here.
Okay. Is the service still going on with the discussion?
Yes, there are discussions here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'll wait here. I'll come and tell you.
Don't you just say where we are and who talks to?
Okay, I'm Tamis. The full leg of Ndinganda, I'm not the white. Cakes come out, Methodist Church. We're interviewing the women's manyano.
Okay, thank you.